From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 17, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials took another step towards the construction of a new county jail on Tuesday, February 16th. At the special meeting, the legislature's Public Safety Committee authorized SMRT architects and engineers of Latham to begin the cost analysis phase of the project. The county has already completed the bed needs and environmental assessments. On Tuesday, County Administrator Sean Groden emphasized the new jail is not a done deal at this point, but the cost analysis is a critical step in the process, he said. Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence said, and I quote, "This is an important step we are taking tonight," end quote. The Greene County Jail is the oldest county lockup in the state. It has 56 beds, but only 48 are usable. The jail is located behind the county courthouse on Bridge Street in Catskill. Lawmakers appointed the Greene County Jail Task Force in 2014 to evaluate jail conditions, and its recommendations were presented to the full legislature last year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia Economic Development Corporation will launch a search for a new president and CEO next week and hopes to have a new leader in place by June. Tony Jones, chairman of the corporation's board of directors, said on Tuesday, February 16th, a search committee has been selected and a full job description is expected to be posted on Wednesday, February 24th. The successful candidate will have a minimum of 5 years of, and I quote, "progressive experience in economic development," end quote, plus leadership, communications, and management skills with the capacity for financial analysis and financial management. The new president and CEO will report directly to the board. The position will pay between $85,000 and $95,000 a year. Jones said they are looking for local candidates. The corporation is not conducting a regional or national search. He said, and I quote, "We want someone who knows the landscape," end quote. Interim president and CEO F. Michael Tucker's contract expires on June the 30th. In addition to the new hire, the corporation is expanding its board with 7 new members in the coming month. The CEDC will hold a strategic planning public session at Columbia Greene Community College from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, February the 26th. You can read that full story in the Register Star. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star on the status of the Route 9H Taconic Creek Bridge Project. The State Department of Transportation intends to replace the existing bridge across Taconic Creek near Stone Mill Road, Yates Road, and Route 29. A steel girder bridge with a reinforced concrete deck will be installed and new pavement approaches to the bridge will be built. State officials, contractors, Columbia County and Claverick Town officials, and residents met on Tuesday, February 16th at the town garage to discuss the project. Mason reports that little of the meeting was devoted to a discussion of the bridge itself. He said most of the conversation was about the proposed detour the replacement project requires. Construction of the detour on Yates and Stone Mill Roads, including the installation of a temporary bridge, is scheduled to begin on March 17th. Following completion of the 9H bridge, the temporary Stone Mill Bridge will be removed and the old one destroyed. The detour was investigated and cleared with the town of Claverick in 2014. Opposition to the detour, as designed, is based on its proximity to historic properties located on Yates Road and a potential mid-18th century industrial archaeology site adjacent to the Stone Mill Road Bridge. As a result, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation is calling for a Phase 1 archaeological survey. The next stage is for the involved state agencies to determine if problems cited by the Historic Preservation Office can be resolved and if an archaeological dig is necessary. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education held its first budget workshop this year on Thursday, February the 11th, to discuss its preliminary 2016-17 budget. At this stage in the process, the spending plan totals $30 million. Assistant Superintendent of School Services Leslie Copleston told the board that if staffing, course offerings, and programmings remain the same, the budget will increase by more than $600,000 or approximately 2% next year. That increase is largely due to negotiated salary increases, higher water and sewer rates, and additional BOCES costs. Employee benefits will also grow in the next school year. Line items expected to decrease include equipment expenses and transportation. The district will add a school counselor, two special education teachers, and various full and part-time classroom support positions next year, but the funds needed to cover those positions are not yet included in the proposed spending plan, Copeland said. Superintendent Randall Squire pointed out, the budget under discussion is separate from the capital project that residents will vote on in March. The proposal, if approved, would not impact the 2016-17 spending plan, Squire said. The next budget workshop will be held on March the 3rd at Edward J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting that Bard's Summerscape Festival this year will focus on the music and culture of Italy, specifically opera composer Giacomo Puccini. The 27th annual event will take place from July the 1st to August the 14th at venues on the Bard campus in Annandale-on-the-Hudson. The festival will feature music, opera, theater, dance, film, and a cabaret based on the theme Puccini and His World. Among the performances planned is a rare fully staged production of Iris, a precursor of Madame Butterfly by Puccini's close contemporary Pietro Mascagni, as well as the world premiere of Demolishing Everything with Amazing Speed, and four newly unearthed puppet plays by Italian futurist Fortunato Di Pero. Information can be found online at fishercenter.bard.edu/summerscape. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is day 7 of the WGXC High 5 Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 38 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 19. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 12. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 36 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of snow showers before 1 a.m., then a chance of sleet. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 31 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:30 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 39 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 17th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.